All right, welcome back, everybody. Here inside the Town Toyota Center, Prince George Cougars earned their sixth consecutive win, 3-0 over the Wenatchee Wild. Josh Ravensburg in second shutout of the season and eighth in his career, now third, has sole possession of third all-time in Cougar history. Pleased to be joined up here in the broadcast booth by Jim Playfair, the associate coach of the Cats. And Jimmy, maybe a grind here tonight, you know, a lot of penalties. I think it was 25 penalties through 40 minutes, but nonetheless able to get it done, six straight wins. And I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here tonight.
It was really an interesting three periods. I thought the first period we played as good as we played all season long, rolling four lines and six defensemen. I thought we had an excellent period. We did everything we wanted to do. Second period, the refs got involved. We had a lot of minor penalties, a lot of back and forth power play penalty kill. And I think in the third period, they stretched the zone and they started to try to rev things up and get pucks behind our defense. And we had some unforced errors just by maybe not holding on to pucks in the offensive zone, not having our defensive structure or defensive posture organized. And then we just made some poor first pass decisions out of our zone. But at the end of the day, it's a road win. And I think that we were able to hold the fort down there with a pulled goaltender with 3 minutes left. And I thought our guys did a good job of that. So overall, when you look at it, you know, we were able to roll four lines for most of the night and 6D, and I think that's important when you take a step back and look, we're going to, you know, travel tonight and get into Tri-Cities and have another game tomorrow. So we need everybody fresh and rolling through, and I thought we were able to do that tonight, plus get the 2 points.
Your starts have just been incredible this year, and, you know, you look at, you know, when you score first, just, you know, how good you've been throughout the season. I believe it's 14-3 now when you score the first goals. So it just seems like starts continue to be an ongoing theme for your group in a very positive way.
Well, I think when you get the lead in the game, it comes with some pressure, and I think that's something that our team has learned to enjoy. I think when you're down by a goal or two, there's no more pressure. You just feel like you have to go out there and get one to try and cut it in half and get two to tie it up and then go from there. But when you get up by a goal or two, then that comes with some pressure. It comes with responsibility, and I think, you know, anytime you're like that in a situation, in a game, people are pushing, people are chasing, and you got to be on your toes. And I think our team has learned to trust themselves and play with the lead, which is a real good, mature step for a team. And I think we've been able to kind of get a grip on that lately. And it wasn't so much that way at the start of the season, but as we've matured along, I think we've done a better job of that.
Yeah, Sean Rios made his debut here tonight for your group, and I think on his fourth shift he had an assist. So you know, obviously, you know, a new player that's come into new systems and all those things. How did you think of his debut here tonight?
Yeah, I think when you get the assist on the game-winning goal in the building they just released you from, I think that's got to feel good for him and for our group. And I think that, you know, Mark's theory, the ownership's theory, the management's theory is that, you know, if we're bringing a player and he's got to be an impact player to help us, it's not going to be just an equal trade. So I think he comes in as a player for us that's going to get to know our group, understand our group. He can score goals. He's scored in this league before. And I think we're going to find a way to get him to become more of a consistent player. And I'm sure this was as nervous as he's played in the Western League for some time. But I thought he did well. I thought he showed some signs of offense. He showed some signs of being responsible defensively. He showed some competitiveness. And again, it goes back to the penalties. You know, you know, he wasn't touching special teams on either side of the game tonight. So, you know, to your point, there was a lot of them, and so he missed some minutes. But hopefully when we get up and running and we play more 5-on-5, he can become a more consistent player.
Yeah, lastly, before I let you go, Carson Carls is back now with your group, and we were talking about on the broadcast tonight, like, there's so much hype now around him after his performance with Team CHL. I know there was beforehand, but it feels like it's gone up a notch, and rightfully so. It feels like he's deserved everything he's getting, and on that same token, got to be great to have him back in your lineup.
Well, certainly it is, and I think with Carson, he's such a mature player. He's such a great leader that he recognizes that, you know, the better he plays in this environment with this group, that the more opportunities are created for him as well as everybody else. And so I think that's a really important, you know, credit to him and how he was raised and what he believes in as a team and how he functions within the leadership group of the team. He's very mature, and I think that, you know, he was pushing the game a little bit later in the third period. I think he wanted to make something happen, and it's just a matter of just doing things right, being consistent, doing our job, shutting people down. And he can play both sides very well. So I think that's a credit to him and a credit to the organization for identifying him as a young player and bringing him in and letting us work with him and kind of push him along a little bit. But, you know, another great find by the scouting staff, by the manager. And he's certainly become an impact player, and he's going to have a great future, not only with Team Canada, but certainly a long career in the NHL.
Yeah, well said, Jim. Appreciate your insight as always, and congrats on six straight victories.
All right. Thanks, Goldie.
On to Tri-City. Jim Playfair, appreciate his time, as always, in the PG Office System post-game show. Let's take a look at the three stars and then the out-of-town